Who called the police?
I did. I was on the phone with the dispatchers. He attacked my boyfriend.
A roommate fight left everyone on edge.
He got in my face and kind of headbutted me, and I just pushed him out of my way. And basically, I got super mad.
And he's still jittery today.
Did you have too much coffee today?
Yes.
I usually know when to stop. I love this job.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old Nicole Wendland and her boyfriend, 22-year-old Skylar Marzola, are suing their former landlord, Andrew Holmes, for the return of their security deposit and rent and an assault.
Order. All rise.
Case number 405 on the calendar in the matter of Wendland Marzola versus Holmes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Who's going to speak for the two of you?
I guess I will.
Okay. This is your boyfriend?
Yes.
Two of you rented a room in the defendant's three-bedroom condo.
Mm-hmm.
How many rooms do you rent in the condo?
That was it.
Just one?
Yep.
And you were there for a relatively short period of time and left. Left because you and the defendant were not getting along. He was not getting along with you. You were not getting along with him. It's a fair to take your hands out of your pockets, sir, and pay careful attention. Would it be fair to say, Mr. Holmes, that if hindsight were 2020, you would look back and you would say, I would not rent to these people?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you were unhappy enough so that when they left, you said, phew, I'm going to be more selective next time.
Absolutely.
Great. So you were happy that they left?
Oh, completely.
Great. And they were happy to leave because they were not getting along with you. Now, when they rented the room, they gave you 2 months' rent in advance?
Correct.
First month and last month? Am I boring you?
No,
2 months,
sorry.
2 months. And also some security deposit?
Correct.
Okay. How much was the rent?
It was $950 a month.
And how much was the security deposit?
I'm sure it was $950 as well.
Not sure. How much was the security deposit?
It was $950.
In total, how much did you give them when you moved into the room?
$2,850.
Where did you get the money from?
I was going to school as a full-time student, and he was working part-time at Kohl's. So we put our money together, and we both saved up so that we could move in.
Where had you been living before?
At his cousin's house in Simi Valley.
Where were you a full-time student?
At Moore Park Community College.
Where is that?
It's in Ventura County.
How far from his relative's house?
30-minute drive.
And how far from his house?
10-minute drive.
Are you still a full-time student?
Yes, now in Lake Isabella at the Saracosa Community College.
How long have you been going to community college?
Since the last semester that we were living in Ventura.
Which
since August 7th was my enrollment date.
How long in total have you been going to community college is my question.
1 year. Sorry, I apologize.
In total?
Yes.
How many credits do you have? Under your belt.
Under my belt?
For a year. How many credits?
Just 12 for the last semester. I'm doing 13 for this semester.
Okay. So what I want to know is, where did we get the $2,850 from? I was a full-time student.
I was a full-time student, and Skylar was working as...
I want to know. I know. He's working part-time at Kohl's. I heard that already.
Yeah.
$2,850 is a lot of money to put together. So some of it came from money, I assume that you're telling me, from school.
I put together my money from part of it from school, yes.
Explain that to me.
Okay. Well, when we moved down there, I enrolled as a full-time student. I wasn't working. I was just a full-time student, and then he got his job.
How do you live? He can't take care of himself from part-time Kohl's. So forget part-time Kohl's. I want to know where you get money from, Miss Wendland. Where do you get money from? Does the government give you money to go to school? You enrolled in school. I have 5 children, 13 grandchildren. A lot of them went to college. All the children went to college. The grandchildren, most of them, the ones who were able to go to college. When you enroll in college, you have to write a check. You also have to live. You have to drive a car. So where do you get the money from to go to school?
From the FAFSA grant.
The?
FAFSA, financial aid.
How much?
I was receiving for the first semester, I believe it was $1,000 for the first check, and then it progresses as the checks go on, I think. So I saved all 3 of my checks from the first semester and put this all together along with some cash from
him. So that's for living expenses?
Yes, for living.
Who pays for school?
Oh, I got accepted in with the BOG waiver, and it's a community college, so I went and I enrolled. I got accepted to all of their grants and their waivers that I filled out. I mean, I don't know how else. I would just went to the community college and asked them if I could enroll and register. And it's financial aid and BOG waiver that helped me with my books and my classes and my units.
And you get checks for $1,000 for your living expenses.
Well, altogether, just to help me go to school, they said FAFSA is supposed to go to, and I couldn't go to school unless I was staying in Ventura. And it also helped me with utilities. And, well, utilities were included in the rent, but it helped me with, you know, bathroom, toiletries, and things for the shower and things for the room. I bought a mattress and bed set as well, and things to go along inside the house.
What month did you move in?
I moved in October 1st.
Of 2017. And school started for you when?
August 7th, but we were staying with his cousin before we had moved in.
I'm still not...
My cousin released, she didn't charge me any rent at the time. She had me come down trying to help me so I could start my life and find a job, and she can go to school and eventually hopefully be able to move out was her plan. And we saved up enough money after living with my cousin for so long from my part-time job and her financial aid checks that we were able to move out and find his location.
She doesn't have that much financial aid to save three checks because she moved in with him. She didn't save $3,000 because that's what you said.
They sent me a late check. It came in as an abundance because of the enrollment time that I enrolled in. I was on the last enrollment date.
Okay, and when did you move out?
We moved out November 23rd. Is Thanksgiving Day.
So you lived there in October, so you paid $950.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved out November 23rd, and he did not return your security deposit.
No.
And who called the police?
I did. I was on the phone with the dispatchers. He attacked my boyfriend.
Now you're going to tell me why they don't get their security deposit back.
Well, first of all, Rick.
You're going to tell me why they don't get their security deposit back. I've already established both of you were happy to be rid of each other.
Okay. They came back to the house with a dog the day before Thanksgiving with no knowledge of me. They showed up in the parking lot, texted me, said, can your dog come down and meet my dog?
Oh, I'm asking you a question.
That's
Mr. Holmes, just asking you a question. Why don't they get their security deposit back? Security deposit is for damage. If you have damage to show me the pictures of the damage that you claim ate up $950.
There is not $950 damage.
Okay, then they get their security deposit back.
I haven't really got the full amount yet. I don't know how much it's going to cost me.
I don't care.
Okay.
That's not my problem. That would be your problem.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking about December, January, and February, you had enough time to get whatever estimates you needed in order to come here and to be able to say to me,
correct,
they can't. Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
Sir, it's my show. They pay me the money to do what I do. $950. Now, what happened on the 23rd of November?
The day before what I was talking about, they came back with a dog.
The day before they came home with a puppy.
Yes.
All right, like they idiots. They could not take care of themselves, so they need a dog.
Exactly. Right. So then I, on the 23rd, I smelt smoke coming out of the room. And there was a big thing about no smoking cigarettes inside the house. Well, he comes out and gets all yelling because we already had an argument the day before about the dog and all this stuff. And basically, I got super mad. And he came after me, so we got a little argument, and he got in my face and kind of headbutted me, and I just pushed him out of my way.
Kind of headbutting you.
It was
Shh, shh, shh. Did you have too much coffee today?
Yes.
Looks like you had too much coffee today, Mr. Holmes.
And ADD.
I know, sometimes if I have any caffeine, I get jittery too. I usually know when to stop. I love this job. I wish you loved it as much as I do. $950 plus 25% of 950. What is it? $237.50 and $950. $1,187 because they fuffle caused them to leave. They had paid you the full month's rent. They left for the month's rent. And I get to $1,187. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you very much. That's all.
Please excuse. You may step out.
Started smoking cigarettes inside my house. And
he's just stubborn, you know, hard-headed, and people are just like that.
Not living up to what they were supposed to be as roommates, I guess.
Intimidation and sexism towards me.
What?
He only ever wanted to deal with anything that involved with the house with me, not both of us, even though we were both paying the rent.
No, they're completely false. I don't know what they're talking about.
I tried to squeeze out. I just didn't want to be there anymore.
I'm never going to rent a room ever again. Straight up.
You know, I just wanted justice, and that's what I got.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Susan versus Gatto McCann step forward.
Home health care aide Anka Susan is suing Marianne Gatto McCann for loss of income due to defamation of character.
Miss Susan, you're a home health aide,
correct,
by profession. According to your papers, you've been doing that kind of work for 12 years. What kind of professional training do you have?
I have a BS in biology from New York University. I have 4 years of dental school in Stony Brook, and then I have 15 years, actually, of caregiving. Due to a back surgery and post-op infection, then I changed my field of work.
Okay. Your complaint is that the defendant posted a negative review about your service online, where I assume you advertise for your service.
Yes, actually, it is it's called care.com, and it's a site where caregivers and care seeker meet. It's a very safe site, and where I am paying
You pay for a site to advertise on the internet, and people can comment on your service.
Of course.
Either positively or negatively.
Correct.
And this is what happened. The defendant's father had had a stroke, and he had a permanent caregiver. His permanent caregiver, according to the defendant, and I have no reason to doubt that, permanent caregiver was going in for surgery, and she had a need to find a substitute. And she started her interview process well in advance and hired you 2 weeks before. 1 week. She said 2 weeks? 1 week before. Today. Let's find out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My sister couldn't do it.
Why?
Because she's working.
Well, so were you.
I was not.
You had a commitment.
Okay.
So you chose to avoid your commitment that you had already committed to, just like your sister works, and she wrote a bad review. I'd like to see the review she wrote.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Home health care aide Anka Susan says Marianne Gatto McCann caused her to lose income when she posted a defamatory review about her.
Now, when were you interviewed by the defendant?
Of course.
Just give me the date. I don't want a whole story.
No problem.
Give me the date.
November the 9th we met. November 1st I applied.
Just a second. When were you interviewed?
November 9th I met
November
at her
9th.
House. Yes, ma'am.
Just a question. November 9th.
November 9th.
And what was the start date?
Starting date on the 13th to the 22nd or 20th. It's a whole week.
Just a second. So is what you're telling me you first met her on the 9th of November?
That's correct.
And you were supposed to start to work on the 13th?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
No, she was supposed to start on the 12th.
So you only interviewed her 2 days before?
Of course.
Shh. Well, don't speak. Is what you're telling me, Ms. McCann, you only interviewed her 2 days before?
We were having contact through care.com, messaging each other, and
I want to know when you hired her.
We set, I'm not sure of the date, but I think the 9th sounds probably right.
Just a second. On the 9th, and she was supposed to start, according to you, on the 12th.
12th.
And according to you, on the 11th, she notifies you she couldn't take the job.
No, the 12th.
On the same day?
The same day.
Give me the date that you started to communicate with the defendant.
Of course.
What date? Just give me the date.
November 1st, I apply.
November 1st.
Yes, I apply for her ad.
Is that when you started to communicate with her?
No, we communicated on the 2nd through care.com because she calls me through the third party.
So you started to communicate on the 2nd. And on what date were you hired?
On the 10th, I was hired, not even
may
on
I,
the day of the appointment.
May I see proof of that?
Yes, of course. You have here and proof of the
no, proof of the date that you were hired. She said you were hired.
Well, it's a verbal agreement, Judge Judy.
So, do you have any written proof
I do
of
have
the day
here
that you were hired?
Yes, it was.
I'd like to see it.
Of the hiring, I'm confused. Meaning that if she gave me any proof that I was hired.
Yes, I want to know what date did you tell her that you would. Yes. I like you, you like me, and it's perfect. And
it was a verbal conversation on the phone. She called me on the 10th. On the 10th.
On the 10th.
Yes, Judy. Yes, on the 10th.
You were supposed to start on the 12th.
On the 12th, just for a couple of hours to...
I don't care. Okay. For, it was for 10 seconds. You were supposed to start on the 12th.
You are absolutely right.
And on what date did you tell her that you could not work for her?
On the 12th in the morning.
On the 12th. On the
on
day
the
you...
On the 12th.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When your mother went into the hospital on the 10th, she stayed overnight?
Yes, she stayed overnight.
Was your twin sister there?
Yes, she was there because she lived with my sister, yes.
So then why did you cancel with the defendant on the 12th?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Home health care aide Anka Sousa says Marianne Gatto-McCann caused her to lose income when she posted a defamatory review about her.
Now, the date is the 12th. So the day you were supposed to start, you told her that you couldn't come and take care of her father. Did you tell her why?
Yes.
And what was the reason?
The reason is my mother fell on Friday night. My mother.
Friday?
Friday the 10th.
Your mother fell.
November 10th.
Your mother fell on the 10th on Friday night.
Correct.
And?
And my sister took her, I have a twin sister, took her to the hospital. She called me. I went to her with the hospital. During the weekend, there were a couple of things that were done to her, but we were waiting for Monday where to go with my mom to the hospital and actually see.
Just a second.
I'm listening.
Your mother went into the hospital on the 10th?
Correct.
On what date did she leave the hospital?
My mother left the hospital the next day.
On the 11th?
Correct.
When your mother went into the hospital on the 10th, she stayed overnight?
Yes, she stayed overnight.
And you have a twin sister. Was your twin sister there?
Yes, she was there because she lived with my sister, yes.
So then why did you cancel with the defendant on the 12th if your mother lives with your sister?
Correct. I will answer that because when a situation like this appears, my sister couldn't stay with my mom. If she would have been in the hospital or taking care of her or taking her to the appointments on Monday, my sister couldn't do it.
Why?
Because she's working.
Well, so were you.
I understand.
Just a second. So were you.
I was not.
You had a commitment.
Correct.
On the 12th.
Okay.
So you chose to avoid your commitment on the 12th with the defendant that you had already committed to, just like your sister works.
Okay.
Wasn't an emergency. You didn't notify her on the 10th. You didn't notify her on the 11th. And she wrote a bad review. I'd like to see the review she wrote.
Okay, Judge Judy.
Just a sec. Listen, I got the whole thing. And I would be annoyed too, because see.
Well, I would like to say something, Judge Judy, that family comes first. Even I will be starting a new job or running for a president, I don't care. My family comes first, and that's my mother.
That's so good for you. Listen, good for you. She's
okay.
Allowed to say
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
She's. Miss. Madam, listen to me carefully.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to JudgeJudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you are right. When it comes to family and family emergencies, you have to prioritize between that and somebody that you work for if there's an emergency. The person in this situation had an emergency. The emergency was that you didn't notify her the day that your mother had to go to the hospital. You didn't notify her the next day. And the following day, which was Monday, which was when you were supposed to start with her, you called her and said, don't speak. These are your timelines. You called her and said, I can't come today. You chose to take care of your mother instead. Good for you.
Judge Judy, she had two caregivers. So she was covered by her sister, herself. My mother has nobody than myself.
Good.
Okay.
Your case doesn't belong in court.
I understand.
She said you were unprofessional, and in her view, you were unprofessional. And in my view, you were unprofessional.
Okay.
She's not precluded from saying on a site where you advertise that in her view, your conduct in canceling your work responsibility with her was unprofessional. I don't necessarily disagree with her. You chose your sister to go to work instead of you. Your sister could have stayed home with her. You could have gotten a caregiver to stay home with her. Did your mother go back to the hospital?
Yes, we went back.
Just a second. When?
Well, we went Monday to the hospital.
Who
went? My sister and I, we went to the hospital.
So you went together with your mother, with your sister?
Judge Judy, she has the power of attorney.
Your case is dismissed. You have no case.
Judge Judy, please listen, please.
You have no case.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A neighbor makes a point with a spike strip for the cats next door.
Our cat has been injured with a puncture wound.
But this fight has 9 lives.
We are now 2 years later. Keep your cats in your house.
Judge Judy.
I think it was fair. I think that if that's the called unprofessional, I guess I was unprofessional. Choosing my mother first is true.
I think she made the right decision.
I don't mind negative review. So if she would have written the right thing, what happened?
Quite frustrating.
I wouldn't have any problem. We wouldn't even be here.
Because my family all had to pitch in to help my dad.
What I will hope is that we'll have the heart, the defendant, to go on site and remove.
I actually amended my review and took off the unprofessional comment.
That all right, the right thing, right the truth.
And just left the actual facts, but she's still not happy with that.
You were delivering some medicine to the defendant's home.
A pharmacy's house call goes bad.
Before I put the medication at the door, the little kid, 4 years old, opened the door and the dog came out and bit my hand.
What did he say to you?
He didn't even say sorry to me.
And reality is a bitter pill to swallow.
Your dog nipped him.
We're taking the position our dog didn't touch him.
I don't care what your position is.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
20-year-old Youssef Dabbal is suing Michael James for medical bills and punitive damages from a dog attack.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 120 on the calendar in the matter of Dabbal versus James.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Dabbal, you were delivering some medicine to the defendant's home.
Yes.
You were working independently. You were making deliveries for a pharmacy that you don't work for weekly.
He's my friend. He's the owner of the pharmacy.
That's not what I said to you. I want you to listen carefully.
Okay.
I said you don't work for the pharmacy on a weekly basis.
No, I don't.
You were making a delivery to the defendant's house.
Yes.
For whom was the medication?
It was for me.
Have you used this pharmacy before?
Never.
First time?
I didn't use them. My dermatologist uses them, and I wanted him to use my pharmacy.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's of no import to me whatsoever.
But I've never used them, no.
You've not used them. Your dermatologist called the pharmacy, ordered a prescription.
Yep.
Okay. When had you been to the dermatologist?
Just a few days before this occurred.
And do you know on what day the dermatologist called the pharmacy?
No, I do not.
How were you notified that the dermatologist called the pharmacy?
The pharmacy delivery man called me.
Just a second. The pharmacy called you?
Called me and said, we will make your delivery.
We're going to go back. On what day were you bitten by the defendant's dog?
September 26th.
On what date did you go to the dermatologist? Well, I'm going to wait here as long as it takes.
I don't have that date. I didn't know I needed it, but it was a few days before the 26th, probably around the 22nd or 3rd.
And you went to the dermatologist for what reason, Mr. James?
For a rash.
No, I've been to the dermatologist numerous times in my life. If I go in for a rash, the dermatologist gives me either a prescription or a sample. I assume you went to the dermatologist and the dermatologist gave you something.
Nope.
So you don't have a very good dermatologist, because if you went there for a rash and it took 2 or 3 days for him to call in a prescription, I would change my dermatologist. You understand where I'm going, Mr. James?
I understand.
Okay, you don't look like an unintelligent man. If you go to a dermatologist for a rash and the dermatologist gives you nothing but says, listen, I think it'll just go away, stop eating peanuts or change your lotion, and then I assume that you had to call your dermatologist and say the rash is getting worse? Come on, Mr. James. You know where I'm going.
I know.
Okay, so you know where I'm going. Let's get there faster than slower. You went there on the 22nd, 23rd. You went for a rash.
Yeah.
You went for a rash. The doctor didn't give you anything.
Nope.
And then what happened?
Then the delivery man.
No. Something happened before the delivery man, because you're not a fool. If I went to a dermatologist and I didn't get a prescription the next day, I would call the dermatologist and say, listen, I didn't get the prescription, or are you calling in a prescription for me? Do you want me to come back and get a prescription? The rash is getting worse. Something had to happen between the 22nd and the 23rd and the 26th, not just a call from a pharmacy.
I offered to pick it up. And he said, James, no, they'll call you for delivery.
Mr. James.
Sounded strange to me.
Just a second.
Okay.
Did your dermatologist say, I'm calling in a prescription to XYZ Pharmacy, and they will call you when it's ready?
Great.
On what date did you get a call from XYZ Pharmacy that the prescription was ready?
Probably on the 25th.
That was a couple of days after you had been to the dermatologist.
Yes.
Did they already have your address?
Yes.
You were given the prescription?
Yes.
At what time on the 26th?
7:30.
Morning or evening?
P.M.
And I'd like you to tell me what happened when you were delivering the prescription. Stop shaking your leg.
Okay, at first we was planning to go to the gym together.
Listen to me. I don't care what you were planning. I want you to tell me what happened.
What happened when I get there?
You got the prescription.
Yes.
You drove there or walked?
Drove there.
And?
Okay.
Parked the car.
Yes. And he told me, Ash told me already, he's going to leave the check. He taped it on the door and leave the medication.
He's going to leave a check taped on the door?
Yes.
Now, I want you to describe the door to me. Is there a porch? Do you just walk up to the door? Is it a private house?
It's like a screen, and you open the screen door and go to the door.
So it's a private house?
Yes.
Do you have to walk up a porch?
I'm just like a little to get the check and leave the medication there.
You didn't answer my question. Is there a porch?
It's not. It's just like a screen door.
Are there steps?
No, no steps.
You just walk straight into the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to open the screen.
And go to the door.
Did you open the screen?
Yes.
Was there an envelope attached to the door?
It was.
Did you take the envelope?
I took the envelope.
Then what happened?
And then before I put the medication at the door, the little kid, 4 years old, opened the door and the dog came out and bit my hand.
Who is a 4-year old that lives in your house?
It's our grandson we're raising.
And what kind of a dog do you have?
Great Pyrenees.
So a small child opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
Had you rang a doorbell?
I didn't ring the bell.
Had you knocked at the door?
I didn't knock the door.
You had already taken the check?
I took the check and I was about to put the medication.
After you were bitten and you left the house, did you leave the house with the check?
Yes.
Did you leave the house with the medication?
It was in my hand, but he took it after.
He took it?
Yes.
So after the small child opened the door,
mm-hmm,
and the dog came out, Mr. James came out?
He came out after.
What did he say to you?
At first, he was a little bit rude to me. And it's he didn't even say sorry to me. And I was what's...
Don't tell me a little bit rude. I'm not interested in a little bit rude. I asked you what he said to you.
Oh, he's are you okay and all this stuff? That's it.
Are you okay? Is that what he said?
Yes.
And what did you say?
I said, yeah, I'm okay.
And what did he say?
Nothing. We just called 911 to get there.
Who called 911?
Ash called.
He wasn't there with you.
I called him. I didn't know what to do. So I called him to tell him what to do. So he came.
Was this the first time you had made deliveries for your friend?
Yes.
So you called 911?
Yes.
Great. Sit. And where did you go from there?
I went to the hospital.
You went to what hospital?
Countryside Hospital.
Were photographs taken of your injury?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at them. So this was on your hand?
Yes, my left hand.
And how many wounds were there, one or two?
It's one in my finger and one right here.
And they washed it out?
Yeah.
At the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And they gave you a Band-Aid?
Yeah.
And then you contacted a lawyer?
Yes.
On what date did you contact the lawyer?
After, a week after.
Why?
Because I was waiting for him, to pay the bills for the hospital, but he didn't.
Oh, did you ask him to pay the hospital bill?
We did at first. After I hired the lawyer, I did.
After you hired the lawyer? Why
yes.
Didn't you call him before you hired the lawyer and say, listen, I went to the hospital just to make sure that it was okay, and they put a Band-Aid on it, but I have this hospital bill now that I have to pay?
Because I thought
before you went to a lawyer.
Because the lawyer would get fast and
No, the lawyer wouldn't deal it fast. The lawyer would get you more money. And the lawyer said, forget it.
No, he contacted him.
He contacted him and asked him if he had insurance. He said he had no insurance. The lawyer said, forget it, because he had no real injuries. So did you go to another lawyer?
No, I was with the same lawyer.
But the one lawyer told you to forget it.
No, he didn't tell me to forget it.
Well, then why are you here in small claims court?
Because he tried to contact him and tell him to pay for the bills, but he said I'm not going to pay for the bills, so that's why I
No, but did you fire the lawyer? I just want to know why you're
no,
here.
No, I still have the lawyer.
Well, then what are you doing here?
Because he said he's not going to pay for the bills, and I open a small claim and I give it to the court.
I want to know, do you think that you're still going to proceed against him? If I give you the medical bills, are you going to continue with the lawyer to sue him?
No.
So you don't need the lawyer?
No.
Okay. Can I see your medical bill?
Yeah.
How many different doctors did you go to?
There's one bill for the doctor and the other one's for the hospital.
Outrageous. I mean, it's actually outrageous. No wonder the country is in such catastrophic state with regard to medical gouging. Did you pay any part of the bill?
Not yet.
So you understand the checks go right to these people. You understand that?
Yeah.
Just want to make that crystal clear to you. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You said to him, are you okay? Now, when I have people come to my house to deliver, because my husband loves to order things from Amazon Prime, and I say, thank you very much, I'll take the package, I never ask them how they are.
And later today.
No, that I don't believe, Ms. Jackson.
My car is still at the hotel. That's why
would you leave cash in your car?
Because I'm going back to my car. I didn't want to be overpacked. I said, I just need this folder right here. This was it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Pharmacy clerk Youssef Dubal says he was delivering medicine when a dog owned by Michael James bit him.
How many different doctors did you go to?
There's one bill for the doctor and the other one's for the hospital.
Outrageous. No wonder the country is in such catastrophic state with regard to medical gouging. Now, did you pay any part of the bill?
Not yet.
So you understand the checks go right to these people. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Your dog nipped him.
Am I allowed to say anything?
Sure. You can say whatever you want. Your dog nipped him. He's not going to get rich on your dog nipping him.
No, it's outrageous what he did. We're taking the position our dog didn't touch him.
I don't care what your position is.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Our dog didn't nip him.
You weren't there.
She was there. No, not me. Not me. I was in the back of the house.
Just a second. She wasn't there. The four-year-old was there. The four-year-old opened the door.
No.
Four-year-old's not here. Four-year-old, I can question. You have a Great Pyrenees?
Yes.
Yes. The Great Pyrenees nipped him. And that's frightening. And frightening enough for you to have said to him, sir, and I don't care what your position is, are you okay? Do you understand? Do you understand? You didn't come to the door and say, give me my medication, thank you very much. You said to him, are you okay? Now, when I have people come to my house to deliver, and they do at least 10 times a day because my husband loves to order things from Amazon Prime. So 100 times a week, I have delivery men coming to my door, and I say, thank you very much, I'll take the package. I never ask them how they are. Not that I don't care how they are. I care how they are. But when somebody makes a delivery, you don't say, are you okay? Do you understand, Mr. James?
Didn't
judgment for
like
the
that.
Plaintiff in the amount of $1,800. Checks go to the medical facilities. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
When I got out there, my driveway was filled with fire trucks.
And he likes to lie.
Dog control, paramedics, and later a policeman.
Oh, I'm going to try to hurt myself. There's no reason for it.
So somebody made these calls very quickly.
Because my head was bleeding. And when they asked him, is the dog, he's shot.
Because you can't get all these four people in your driveway.
He said, I'm not sure. So we're not sure if the dog has shot.
Within 20 minutes.
So I have to go to the hospital to get a shot and, clean it up.
I'm implying this is all set up. This is a setup.
I do afraid of dog. I get afraid of dog, a lot.
Oh, I want to put it to bed.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Phillips versus Jackson. Step forward.
LaVonda Phillips is suing her cousin, Rose Jackson, for the value of a car she claims Rose stole from her and punitive damages for forging her name.
Ms. Phillips, the defendant is your cousin?
Yes.
And it is your claim she has your car?
Yes.
Ms. Jackson says she purchased the car from you and that if in this case you get the car back, she wants the money that she spent in repairing the car. Do I have it right?
Yes.
Great. So this car, according to your complaint, was a 2000 Mercedes-Benz that was inoperable, correct?
Yes.
When had you purchased it?
Back in 2015, I believe.
Well, let's take it very slowly so that you don't give me any misinformation. You purchased this Mercedes in 2015. From whom?
My brother.
And what's his name?
Robert.
And when did he purchase the car?
He purchased the car from an auction.
He bought it at auction?
Yes.
When?
I don't even remember now.
When you bought it in 2015 from your brother, how much did you pay him for it?
I just paid for the repairs.
How much?
$700.
So you paid $700 for repairs. What was wrong with it?
It needed motor mounts.
So your brother gave you the car?
Basically, I mean, yes, ma'am.
When did it stop running?
March of 2016.
So now we have a car that was given to you as a gift, that in order for you to drive, you had to put in $700. But shortly after you repaired it, it stopped running. And then it sat there, not running. So far, am I getting my story correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Where's the $200?
It's in my car at the hotel. But I can go get it.
Well, but I don't want to wait for you. I wait for you to go back to the hotel. I'll never get to the gym. I won't get my nails done. Look at my nails.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. LaVonda Phillips says her cousin, Rose Jackson, forged her name and stole her car.
So now we have a car that was given to you as a gift, that in order for you to drive, you had to put in $700. But shortly after you repaired it, it stopped running. And then it sat there, not running. So far, am I getting my story correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Then your cousin and you got into a discussion, and according to you, she wanted to buy it. You said, well, take the car, see what it'll be to fix it, and then I'll negotiate a price with you, right? And instead of doing that, your cousin took the car and had it fixed, and now it's running, right?
Yes.
And you're using it?
My daughter.
Your daughter's using it?
Yes.
And you spent a lot of money. Where is the title to the car?
Well, we had to get a new title. I have the title.
In your name or your daughter's name?
Well, actually, we switched it to both our names for insurance.
So you want her to pay you $3,500 because you say that the deal was once she got the car running, you would negotiate a price with her on how much you would charge her for the car that you had gotten from your brother for nothing that wasn't running well, right? Now you want $3,500 for it.
Yes.
And Miss Jackson says, well, I have the car. And she said, take the car. It's not running, hasn't been running for 2 years. Get it fixed, and I'll sell it to you for how much, Miss Jackson?
She sold it to me for $500.
$500?
Yes.
Well, it sounds reasonable. Did you pay her the $500?
I paid her $300 of it.
You did, in cash?
In cash.
And tell me when.
That will be in July the 7th. I gave her $200 initially. And then on July the 12th, I gave her another $100. And later on, I tried to give her the rest of her money, and she wouldn't take it.
Okay. Did Miss Jackson make two payments to you in July of last year?
No.
How much did she give you?
She gave me $100 in April, and then in July, she gave me another $100.
That's $200.
Yeah.
So you say instead of her giving you $300 in total, she only gave you $200.
She gave me $300 in total, but it wasn't $200 at one time.
Okay, so she gave you $300 in total.
Yes.
So according to you, Miss Jackson, you owe her another $200 for
yes.
the purchase of the car.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Your Honor, I didn't mind giving it to... Okay.
Take it out. Where is it? Where's the $200?
Actually, it's in my purse. Excuse me, ma'am. It's in my purse.
You have it in cash?
Yes, I do.
Go get it.
It's in my car at the hotel.
No, that I don't believe, Ms. Jackson.
My car is still at the hotel. That's
why would you leave cash in your car?
Because I'm going back to my car. And seriously, in my purse, I didn't want to be overpacked. I said, I just need this folder right here. This was it.
Okay. Miss Phillips.
But I can go get it.
Well, but I don't want to wait for you because
okay.
I have things to do this afternoon. Yeah. I have to get to the gym. I have things to do. I have to get my nails done. I wait for you to go back to the hotel. I'll never get to the gym. I won't get my nails done. Look at my nails.
Yes, I understand. See?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
You owe her another $200 for
yes.
the purchase of the car.
Yes, I do.
Where's the $200?
It's in my purse.
You have it in cash?
Yes, I do.
Go get it.
It's in my car at the hotel. But I can go get it.
Well, but I don't want to wait for you. I wait for you to go back to the hotel. I'll never get to the gym. I won't get my nails done. Look at my nails.
Yes, I understand. See?
No, you have no case. She's going to give you $200, and then you're finished. You got a car for nothing. You had to have it repaired. It was dead for 2 years. She had it fixed. Now you have it. Now you have it. She has it running that she paid for to have it running. Now you want $3,500 for it?
No, that is not it. I came here for forgery. Before she paid me my money, she took my car out my name.
Oh, well,
that's
what you're here for?
Yes.
That she forged your name?
Yes.
Well, go to the police. We're done.
Okay.
I'm finished with you.
Thank you, Judge Judy. I love you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
How long did you keep the horse there?
Just about a year. She gave us a check for $450, and then that afternoon she texted me saying, don't cash it, it will bounce.
You know that that's ridiculous.
Judge Judy.
I ain't ever tried to keep her money, and I won't ever do that. That's just not the type of person I am.
I don't have a comment.
It don't sit well with me that she's accusing me of that because I'm not that kind of person.
I don't have a comment.
The title from DMV, when you buy a car, you switch names.
She stole the title.
I don't know. She probably missed me. I don't know.
Out the glove box.
I'm going to always love my cousin. That's one thing for sure.
I just do not. No. I disagree.
If nothing is not written completely, I'm not going to do it. So this was a lesson for me.